Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Erechin, and learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by the Bush family in commemoration of Laura's mother, Jean Yellen, and her grandmother, Gertrude Furter, Aleihem HaShalom, both of whom share a yahrzeit today. The Mishnah begins, "In pochasin mishisha tloim hamuvukarim belishkas tloim." A person cannot, a Beis HaMikdash cannot exist with less than six sheep who've already been checked in the special place where they used to keep the sheep. Kedei l'Shabbos, u'lishnei yam tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Lest you have a three-day yantif, and the only three-day yantif that was possible in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was a Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and you need to be able to have a karban hatamid, keves achad baboker, keves hasheni bein harbayim, umosif and ad le'olam. Of course, you can have as many as you want already checked. You have to have two chatzotros in the Beis HaMikdash. Umosifim ad le'olam. You can have many, many more. Now, in the Gemara, we say many more means 120. Right. In pochas in mishisha mitisha kinoros, you can't have any less than nine harps. Mosif and adli olam, but you can have as many as you want. But tzlaltzal levad, but the special tzlaltzal, which was like cymbals, right? That you can only have one of. In pochas in mishneima sar levim omdim al aduchan, the minimum number of levim singing the shira, right, is 12. Nine, to play the nine kinoros. Two, to play the two nivalim. One, for the tzlatzal. So nine, two, and one equals 12. Right? Umosifim ad liolim, you can add as many as you want. Now, in katan nichnas lazara l'avoda, you can never have a katan inside doing the avoda. El b'shosh alabim omdim b'shir, except for the levim, when they were singing. When there, they used the katan to hit the high notes. They would not be involved in playing the instruments. They were involved in order to give a certain punch to the music to hit the higher notes. They didn't count for the number of the Levium who were there. They're not allowed to stand on the platform. They have to be on the ground. They would have to have their heads would be only at the level where the Levium would be standing above. And because they could not hit because they hit notes that the older Levium, whose voices had changed, could not hit, they referred to as the Tzoari HaLevium, that they were able to hit the notes, and the older Levium had to struggle. They were the ones who made them struggle. And this, of course, brings us to the end of the second parak, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will continue with the third parak of Masechta Erechin. Have a wonderful day, and Mo'adim L'Simcha.